every year you have to go around and almost repave everything because you get so many potholes. That's why the roads up north are always worse than they are down south.
Well, now asphalt will do that same thing. It'll freeze in spots apparently, and then it begins to break up in small chunks.
Right.
But asphalt also is much more dangerous on the rainy or watery road than the concrete is.
Slicker.
Yeah. Down here, we'll often have highway warning signs, concrete slippery when wet. Or they may, of course, say road slippery when wet.
Okay. If you're walking down a road or a land or whatever, and a dog jumped out at you, you know, and it looked like he was going to come over and bite you.
Yeah.
And you reach down and you, what would, and you could see something that you could reach down and grab, what, you know, a little stone or something.
Yeah.
What might you do? What would you call that? What would you do, in other words?
Well, I'd probably throw at him or... might chunk at him.
Okay. Chunk a chunk.
Or if you found a stick, you might flail at him or strike at him or hit at him.
Okay.
Swing at him.
All right. How about now, in reference to coffee, now there's two ways you can drink coffee, basically. When you're in, well, not two ways, there's many ways, but there's just regular coffee. Now, what do you call a coffee that has nothing in it other than coffee?
I just call it coffee, I think.
Okay, well, there, you know, like...
Or straight coffee.
Straight. Or is there any other terms that you've heard people talk about?
It's plain coffee. Well, they got nicknames for it.
All right.
Oh, if I can even think of them now. Oh, I don't know what I can even think of them now.
Have you ever heard the term drinking your coffee barefoot?
No. They talk about drinking it straight.
All right. Or in reference to the color of it with a...
Yeah, that is one of the nicknames I was trying to think of, and I haven't been able to think of what to use.
Black.
Huh? Yeah, black, yeah.
And there's a...
there's another nickname, too, Sally, they use. Of course, we say of New Orleans coffee, the Market Street coffee, that... if it dissolves your spoon, it's about right.
That's quick. That's pretty rich. That's pretty rich. I don't know if I'd want to drink that.
Well, I don't drink it much.
Okay. All right. And in this case, still speaking of coffee, you might say some people like it blank milk and other people like it...
with and some without.
Okay. Those are just pronunciation items.
We'd say sugar but no milk, or milk but no sugar, for example.
All right. If a child is given the same name that her mother has, okay, you might say that the child was named blank her mother.
Mm.
Fill in that blank.
Named for her mother, if that's what you're getting at.
Okay. All right, you'd say that if a child's name, the same name as that of her mother, you'd say that the child is named for her mother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You might not say anything like named after her mother.
Yeah, I've heard that. I guess I've used that. I believe I'd usually say named for her mother, but I've certainly heard that other
okay.
many times.
All right, now these are next questions here, mainly animal questions, farm mm-hmm. animals and some domestic animals. And I'll just ask you a different thing. What's the kind of animal that barks?
Well, no.
Okay.
And a fox.
Okay, yeah, right. A few others. Although they just got the dog here, I guess, as a farm animal. If you wanted your dog to attack another person or another animal.
Sick him.
Okay.
Go get him or catch him. Depends on how you've trained him.
All right. And, If the dog is a mixed breed, what might you call it?
Well, a lot of them are mongrels or worse.
Okay, are there any other names that you might think of for mongrels?
Well, we call a lot of them around here strays.
Okay.